Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday. It's September 8th, 2020, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting. And today we are reading from the Big Book. We are in the chapter Bill's Story. We're on page 4. We're going to unpack paragraph 2 today that begins with next morning and ends with this time we stayed broke. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Reggie O, the 12 Traditions, Nicole C. Reading the text and support today is Dory P, Brandy M, Laura R. Meeting and greeting newcomers and sponsors is Elaine B, and Robin P will finish us out with announcements today. Thank you for the service. The share ID numbers for these meetings so that you can get them in recorded form. Mondays, 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting. That would be September 7th is 15301, 15301. And then this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, September 8th, Tuesday, would be 15310, 15310. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Reggie O. from California to please read the 12 steps. Hi, Reggie.
Hi, good morning, Mel. Good morning, everybody. And I am Reggie O. from the Los Angeles area in California, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Grateful to be of service this morning.
Thanks so much, Reggie O. Appreciate that. And now I will ask Nicole C. to please read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning. This is Nicole C. I am a compulsive overeater in Morgan Hill, California. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you very much, Nicole C. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And take note, please, this is a star 1 key function only for muting. It's the best option for keeping the line clear for a good, quiet recording. And I'm grateful for that consideration. Thank you. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter Bill's Story. We're on page 4. We're going to unpack paragraph 2 today. It starts with next morning and ends with this time we stayed broke. I'm going to ask Dory P. to please unpack that paragraph for us today to get us started with the framework, and then we'll open it up to other fellows to comment on it. Hi, Dory. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Melanie. Next morning, I telephoned a friend in Montreal. He had plenty of money left and thought I had better go to Canada. By the following spring, we were living in our accustomed style. I felt like Napoleon returning from Elba. No St. Helena for me. But drinking caught up with me again, and my generous friend had to let me go. This time, we stayed broke. So good morning, fellows. Dory P. Recovered from Atlanta. I had to look up what exactly happened, because my history knowledge is a little bit jumbled. But, oh boy, have I felt like Napoleon returning from Elba how many times in my disease. I could come back from utter defeat. I was able to do that 2 weeks of no eating but just drinking and losing the weight. And I would build up, you know, my fame again for 100 days. Reclaiming my title as an emperor, whether that was, you know, being a teen girlfriend or a celebrated, you know, professional athlete, or that next degree earned, whatever it was, just to, after that, run into my next Waterloo. and do it over and over again until one day there was no more return to Paris for me. I stayed broke and began the longest binge of my life that lasted for 5 years and ended with me finding a way through the grace of a higher power I didn't even know back then. And you know, in the next couple of days, we're going to read more about the progression of Bill's disease, and I can identify with that. But I would like to wrap up with that now that I have found a solution and I truly understand my disease, I am ever more vigilant to never feel like Napoleon again, to never think that I have arrived in my recovery. And that's to me working the program like my hair is on fire and living in 10, 11, and 12 and listening to you all to learn more and more every day, because this freedom is so precious for me. And it's an honor, and it is with boundless gratitude that I'm sharing it with all of you today. And, you know, by my higher power willing, for the rest of my life. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Dori P. I'm going to now offer an opportunity for others to comment on paragraph 2, page 4 of the Big Book and Bill's story. If you give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, I can take your information down. And if you'd offer your state, just in case somebody wants to contact you by looking at the membership list, that would be also helpful. And although we do, you know, treasure and value all your experiences, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might be able to share their experience, strength, and hope too, so we can hear, you know, a rainbow of voices. And so that means if you shared on Friday or Monday, perhaps you could consider tomorrow being your first day back in sharing and step back a bit. So I'm ready to take first names.
Ricky M.
Hi, Ricky M.
Courtney M.
Courtney.
Deb E.
M. Deb E.
Audrey M. P.
Audrey M. P. Hey.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Robin P.
Robin P.
Sherry Josie.
Sherry Jo. I think that's it for us, this lineup. Okay, so I have Ricky M., Courtney M. Do I have a Deb E? Is that what I put down? I'm not sure. Audrey MP, Robin P, and Sherry Josie. We'll figure out number 3 in just a moment here. But for now, Ricky, your 3 minutes are starting. Good morning to you.
Hi, thank you, Melanie. This is Ricky M. from Philadelphia, gratefully recovered. Wow, this reading is amazing. He went through losing everything and then finding someone to bail him out, and he figured it out again. Until he lost, and this time he lost even harder. You know, you always think when we hit rock bottom, there's nowhere else to go until we see that the bottom could get lower and lower. And that was my story. I mean, there was so many times, you know, the food is not the problem. The food is a solution. What was it a solution to? It's this innate, this feeling of needing to be loved, warm, and loving and caring. And the problem was that anywhere I searched for it, it never worked. And I tried so hard. And the only thing I knew and the only way I knew how to take care of myself was through food, because then no one had to give it to me. I can take it for myself. And it did make me feel better until it didn't, again and again and again. My phone has Google photos, and it pops up, you know, from last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 6 years, 8 years ago, and it's amazing to see the progression of the disease or the roller coaster of this disease, how there were times that when I was at the hardest times in my life and I was so heavy, what does that show? That shows that where was I turning when I was in so much struggle? And then there were times that I looked great because I was in Weight Watchers and I lost all that weight, and I'm like, why couldn't I sustain that? What was I missing? Yeah, I had a food program, but why couldn't I, after 6 months, stay in the game? And then again, life hit, and I tried other things to make me happy. I tried working in business. I tried this and tried that, and I was successful, and things were great. But why was I 70 pounds overweight? That showed something. So to be in program now for over a year, to have sat in it, and I was just telling somebody, it was a hard year. It was so hard. And people would ask me, you know, give me strength and hope. And I'm like, if you want to be in pain, then this is where you can be. Like, I didn't really know why I was, what to share, because I knew I wanted to be here. I knew there was nowhere else to go, but it was so hard. But now, a little over a year, suddenly that cloud's moved over and the sun is shining. And I'm like, wow. Wow, I just finished today as I'm talking. I went to the mailbox and delivered my last check to pay an amends, to pay money that I owed for rent over 8 years ago. And it took me 7 months to figure out how to pay that rent and how to work through the challenges that God gave me. He gave me a relationship that I had to figure out and to work around the way, you know, in God's way and in God's time. And I was able to do it. How miraculous, by staying in the program and holding on to God. And I just wanted to share that this program works. There's nowhere else to go and there's nowhere else to be. Thank you. With that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Ricky M. from Philly, PA. Courtney M., you're next. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for your service. This is Courtney M., recovered overeater in Southwest Florida. The thing that jumped out at me in this paragraph that I could really relate to was that Bill was kind of revealing his first geographical cure here, and I can relate to that. I was kind of raised in a family that believed in geographical cures along with food. Those were the go-to that I kind of grew up with. To the tune of going to six different elementary schools by the time I graduated sixth grade. So the geographical cure, I don't know how many times I did that. Oh, if I just change jobs, if I just move across the country again, you know, things will get better. I just need a fresh start. I need a blank slate, and things will get better. And, you know, they would for, you know, a millisecond. And then something else would pop up, and then I would go back to food for the solace, and I would, you know, continue down that spiral. And I just can still relate to that feeling of, oh, well, I'll just change everything. I'll just raise everything to the ground and move on to the next spot, and then everything will magically be solved. And it just build up. And so I'm really grateful that that Bill actually sat down and wrote this story out, because it's a very honest story, and I can find a lot of ways to identify in here. And that the fact that I can identify in with this helps me to see that I can also identify in with the fact that there's a solution. And I'm so grateful to this program and this meeting, because it has given me an opportunity to connect with my higher power in ways that I never had before. And so now I don't have to look at moving across country to solve my problems. I don't have to look at stuffing my face to solve my problems. And for that, I'm very grateful. Thank you for letting me share our
past. Thank you, Courtney M. from Florida. Deb E., you're up next for 3 minutes. Star one, please. There's a chance with hesitation here that I didn't catch that name correctly. If there's anyone out there that did say that they were number three in the lineup, and it sounds like Deb, you want to go ahead and press star one? If not, we'll move on to Audrey. Okay, let's not take the time then for that, for my mistake. Audrey MP, you're up for three.
Can you hear me now? Deb E.
I can. Oh, Stephanie. What a stretch. Hi, I probably was. Stephanie, where are you from?
No, it is Deb E. You had it right. but I think
I did.
Muted again.
okay.
Sorry
where are you
about
from,
that. I'll start over. So Southern California, but I've just moved, and now it's Israel, but on the phone list, it's still under California. So I'm really feeling super grateful to be on the line today. I've been out of touch for the past week, just not being able to. I just got a new card, SIM card to be able to make long distance calls, and so I can really identify in with all these, like, you know, all this talk about geographical cures, but today I'm feeling something different with this paragraph. I was feeling really homesick for a few days, and I realized that I wasn't really homesick because I wasn't missing anything in particular from where I just moved from. But when I was able to get on the line and I heard that recording, you know, please enter your meeting ID number, I just burst into tears because what I realized is how difficult it's been to not be connected to OA for the last week, just because I couldn't call in. And it's funny to read this paragraph because I grew up in Montreal, so it feels like it's kind of talking to me. But it's really a true comfort, and always amazing to me that I can move anywhere I've moved. This is probably the fourth place I've lived since starting in OA, and they have not been geographical cures. It's just been kind of circumstance. But the fact that I can move halfway across the world and still be connected to OA and still have this wonderful meeting I love so much, and I can't wait to be able to now just like dial back in and listen to the last few days that I missed. And that's all. Thanks so much, Ita.
Thank you so much, Deb. In Israel now. Okay, Audrey, thanks for hanging in there with us. It's your 3 minutes now. Audrey MP.
Hey, no worries. I'll hang in with you guys all day long. Audrey, I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm recovered from my bulimia. And I want to thank Team Tuesday for Team Tuesday and Melanie. And for the woman, I didn't catch the name, who read the paragraph, thank you so much for saying I looked it up. Because I've been in recovery for 27 years. And I have never read this paragraph the way I'm seeing it today. And this is what I love about Big Book Studies and, you know, like the set-aside prayer, being open to anything that I think I know about the book or God or my disease. I looked up Napoleon returning from Elba. You know, I just happened to be at my desk, and I wanted to spend this morning doing homework. I'm in school. I'm 63. I'm going back to college for a degree I never earned. And I call my extra time in the day confetti time. Like if I have 5 minutes to work on an assignment, or if I have 5 minutes, you know, I call it like stringing all the confetti together to getting the assignment done. And I used to spend my confetti time walking to the refrigerator. And I really want to get better. Like I really want to participate in the meetings. I really want to do my 10 steps. But I'm studying art and art history. So when I Googled Napoleon returning from Elba, I got the most beautiful art. And while I'm listening to the shares, I'm looking, you know, at Napoleon leaving Elba in paint. And I can so relate. I was like a horrible student. I wasn't paying attention. I don't know anything about history. But when I can put history and art together, it really makes sense to me. And now when I can put art and my program together today, I'm like, this is my miracle. This is my miracle of the day. I'm going to work my tools to stay abstinent today. I'm going to stay in and hang out with you guys until this is all over. And I really appreciate Team Tuesday for your share. And for any newcomers, welcome. I know after I do a 10 step, I don't know, I'm going to run out of time. You need to call a newcomer. And I worked with a newcomer yesterday, and like brand new, like young and brand new day one. And, you know, to explain to her, and I'm going to refer to my bulimia quickly. I used to move around in my geographics to figure out who I was. And I'd always say in a new apartment or a new home, I am not going to practice bulimia at this address. And I failed time and time again, just like Bill here. I just thought moving around, I could get better. And moving was not the answer. And I don't know. I'm glad I'm home. I'm glad I'm home, and I'm glad with all you guys in my path. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Audrey. Audrey M.P. Oh, for goodness sakes, I forgot the state. Okay. Well, Robin P., you're up next for 3 minutes, and then Sherry Jo will follow you, and then we'll open it up for additional comments on that paragraph, which the paragraph is, so if you guys want to get ready, because it'll be 6 minutes to open, Bill's story, page 4, paragraph 2, next morning, and ends with, this time we stayed broke. Hi, Robin.
Hey, hi, Mel. Thanks so much. God bless everybody. It was a very excellent day. I'm very grateful to be on this phone line. And I'm so grateful to hear people in other places, because we've wanted to leave the U.S. for almost 4 years now. And we are moving at the out of the country at the end of the month, and in about 3 weeks. And oh, my gosh, we have very little furniture left. And you know, oh my goodness, and like, we're really doing this, and it's not a geographic, it's something that's for just everything in my heart knows, and very connected to God, and listening to God, and working my program. It's the opposite of a geographic here, and it's such a blessing to do this with the program, with the steps, with my, you know, sponsor, with 10 steps, with just rigorous spiritual work, and listening God and the angels talking to me, and going with the right flow, you know. And it's like, and it says here, but drinking caught up with me again, and my generous friend had to let me go. This time we stayed broke. So the miracle of doing this in recovery is that I'm not sabotaging, and I'm not looking for, oh, I'm going to be different there. It's that I get to, I've been very sensitive to 5G and all the toxins, environmental toxins where we are, and we get to go live in a healthier environment and a saner environment for us. And I'm really grateful that we tuned in and that we get to do this. And, you know, I'm working through things with my company. We went through a lot of visa issues and had to make a change to a different country. And it's just working my program diligently through this. And because of the grace of my program and my abstinence, we get to do this. And without my recovery, we would not be doing this. So I am eternally grateful. It's just such a God chapter to me, and a paragraph. I'm just so grateful I got to hear other people on the line. And I get to take everybody with me. Of course, it's all virtual anyway. This phone meeting is such a blessing for me every day. And all three of the meetings, sometimes I just saturate myself in the meetings. I'm so eternally grateful to you guys. God bless everybody. It was a very abstinent, blessed day, and with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Robin P., and currently in Florida. Sherry Josie, you're next, and then we're going to open it up to others that want to comment on the paragraph, which is paragraph 2 on page 4 of the Big Book. Hi, Sherry Jo.
Good morning. This is Sherry Josie. Thank you, Melanie. Thank you, everyone, for making the meeting possible this morning. Sherry Josie recovered in Southern California. Gosh, you know, reading this section, I have read it, of course, before, and this time just is so moving and so scary. I just feel kind of chilled to the bone reading it, and it feels like watching a movie where there's a freight train coming for Bill, and he's in the middle of the tracks, and we know that that train's going to drag him for miles and miles, and we're going to read in the next section, you know, it goes on to say he won't take a sober breath or have employment for 5 years. And it just, you know, also just reading a little bit separately about his life and, you know, the tragedy of his young life, his parents divorcing. And I believe Lois was not his first love. I think he had a love and she actually died. And so we know he's been through a lot. He's been through war. And so he has, you know, I don't think they had the word back then, but we know now this, all this trauma and just this bomb of alcoholism that's starting to go off in his life. And of course I relate to all of it, and I relate to the whole Napoleon concept. I was a functioning compulsive eater, because my ego drove me to achieve and to accomplish. And naturally, I just do have an awful lot of energy. I still do. In abstinence, my higher power is able to use that for good. But, you know, Bill has a lot of energy. He's driven. I had someone say that to me once. This is even in recovery. She said, you know, you're driven. It was not a compliment when she said it. And, you know, we'll see that he's just going to continue to be driven by, you know, his own internal need for accomplishment and ego building and just the addiction. And, you know, I was a graduate student when I was in my disease, and I was the outstanding graduate student not one but 2 years in a row, which I used to tell people that's never been accomplished before. No one's ever been outstanding graduate student 2 years in a row. Well, every night I'd go home and binge my brains out to the point where I felt like I'd been hit by a 2x4 in the morning and get up and go on campus and do it all over again. So, you know, for me that continued until I graduated. And I was fortunate to find recovery at a young age. I was 27 years old. But Bill, you know, and poor Lois, she's just, you know, along for the ride and just being dragged right along with this train. But I guess what's occurring to me this morning is how, even though I read this and it just scares me, it's a healthy fear. I do not want to go back to that and being in the grip of addiction again. But I'm also reminded of how, you know, someone said to me in the beginning of the program that, you know, we see this big mess that's happening, but turn it over and we see God's hand and it's going to become this beautiful tapestry of Bill, you know, being able to be such a force of good for all of us. Thank you so much for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Sherry Jo from Southern California. Okay, the lines are open for additional comments on the paragraph. I just want to say it again. It's paragraph 2 on page 4 in Bill's story, The Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. If you'd like to comment on that, we'd love to take your first name, the first initial of your last name, and the state you're calling from.
Nicole C.
Hi, Nicole.
Miriam Ruska H.
Miriam, I forgot to mention, if you've shared in the last couple of days, we'd ask that maybe you'd share tomorrow. And I have Miriam Ruska, and then I had a couple other people that were trying to come in. I talked over top of you. I'm sorry.
Noelle E.
Noelle.
Kathy M. from California.
And somebody
Wendy
from
M.
California.
Kathy K.
Somebody from Kathy K. from California, and then Wendy from Boulder.
Yeah.
Colorado. Okay. I think that'll do for now. We'll see what happens. We might be able to take one more, but we'll start with that. So we have Nicole C., Miriam Rifka, Noelle, Kathy K., and Wendy M. So up first, Nicole, you ready?
Thank you. My name's Nicole C. I'm in Morgan Hill, California, and I loved hearing what everyone has shared so far. Thank you, everyone, for sharing. The part that really hits me when we read this paragraph is the spike of the difference in terms of he's absolutely desperate. He's likening how he's feeling to someone escaping, being captured, and that he will never go back to that again. You know, he's never going to go back to that place of being captured again. And he says, then we're back to living in our accustomed style. And then right after that, but it caught up with me again, and my friend had to let me go. This time we stayed broke. The inconsistency is the biggest thing that, for me, is the biggest red flag that I'm not on track, because it says that when we've had this awakening, that we've been placed in a position of neutrality. And this paragraph is not talking about any position of neutrality. It's talking about being slammed down by the juggernaut of self-will. It's talking about being slammed down and escaping for his life. And the very next sentence saying, but he did it again. And that's my experience. I can feel so defeated, so smashed down, so beat down, so powerless. And in one moment of things getting better, I can instantly think, well, that wasn't so bad. And that like Sherry just said, is the part that's so scary for me, because we hear so many times these stories in this book that say, oh, you know, this time I learned I had been badly beaten enough. I've certainly had enough experiences to know enough self-knowledge about myself. I certainly won't do this again because the experience was so bad. And if anyone on the line is thinking that maybe, just maybe, the experience was so bad that it will keep you from jumping back in again, it will not. There are plenty of people on this phone live right now who can attest to that, and it's in this book right here. Being badly mangled is not a solution for us. We actually have to have a way out that's not self-knowledge, that's not being badly mangled, because it's a disease and we are powerless over it. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Nicole C. from California. Miriam Rivka, you're next. 3 minutes.
Hi. Thank you so much, Melanie. Good morning, everybody. This is Miriam Rivka H. in New Jersey, recovered compulsive eater. Very, very grateful to be on the line with you all. Thank you, everyone, for your tears. I'm so appreciating this meeting. So whenever I get to this part of the book, I'm just always so incredulous. Like, here we have, you know, financial devastation everywhere, and Bill, you know, was in a very dire place, and then he got his extra chance, and then you would think, if he were sane, that he'd be super careful. You know, that just, like, that's what the normal thing to do would be, and he's not. And it's just so hard to wrap your brain around it, and then there he is again. Now he's staying broke. And, right, and like so many people are sharing, this is what we do in the addiction. This is what I did, because I have this insane mental obsession that I have no control over. So even if I'm going to be abstinent and on my food plan completely, if I'm not in recovery and if I don't have the spiritual solution, my brain is going to tell me that the best idea I've had all day is to pick up the food again. And it really is. So it's crazy and it's terrifying, because if I can't rely on my own brain, what do I have? I rely on my own brain every day to make thousands of decisions of, you know, what to wear and to go to the bathroom or not, and what to make for lunch and to cross the street. Like, is it safe to cross? Like, I depend and rely on my brain to make decisions. But with this issue of the addiction, my brain is crazy. I have this insanity, and I cannot rely on my own brain. My only hope is this spiritual solution that we're going to outline in the big book. And it's just like, it's, you know, I just wanted to pipe in and say, like, that this works. I was sharing with someone yesterday that I am experiencing miracles in my life because of the work that I'm doing, relationships that I never thought would be restored, being restored, the difference in my reaction to life. And it's not me. It's not because I found some super therapist to help me and fix me. It's because I'm following the instructions in this book, and one day at a time, I'm given the gift of something different, a different way, a different view on things. And I just wanted to share that with you all. I'm eager to listen to the other shares, and with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Miriam Rivka H. from New Jersey. Noelle E., you're next, and that'll follow by Kathy K.
Hi, this is Noelle E. I'm from Louisiana, guys, and I'm so nervous. This is the first time I've talked on here. I wanted to speak, though, because I'm an infant, everyone. I'm not recovered. I'm an infant in this program, and this passage, you know, everything is so, like, filling me with so much, like, awareness and comfort, but also being, like, showing me the power of, like, what God, how I don't have any control. God is just in the driver's seat. And the part of this passage when they talk about him going to his friend's place and his friend taking care of all of it, like, he has money and takes care of all of it. I that was my experience when I was younger, which that's been the part of this program has been like, I can't tell you at such an early age I remember controlling food in this way. And the geography piece of it too, that everyone has talked about today, is like crazy how hand in hand that is. Because like, even if it was summer camp for a month when I was younger, you know, they control your three meals a day and you're completely out of your regular life. And, that was like a relief. And I, you know, I went away to college and was on a meal plan and, or was on a sorority house that chose the, you know, I lived in the sorority house. They chose what they cooked every day. And then if from there, I was constantly the moving, like being like, all right, I'm in Virginia. This isn't going to happen. Now I'm in Atlanta. This isn't going to happen anymore. And my last move was here back home to Louisiana. And that was the biggest fucking fantasy of all, was thinking that I was going to move back around my family and finally have control. And turns out it's been, you know, completely the opposite. And God has led me to this point. So I'm so grateful for everyone who outreached to me 2 weeks ago as a newcomer. That's all I have. Thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Noelle E. from Louisiana. Up next is Kathy K. And following Kathy K. will be Wendy M. Hey, Kathy. Hit a quick star one, please. There you are.
Kathy K. from California. Thank you so much for everyone's share. And welcome to any newcomers or people returning from OA. I am someone who didn't choose the geographic cure because I was too afraid and actually too morbidly obese to physically safely move around. I just knew it wouldn't be safe. And so, you know, it's not about the weight, but it is about the weight, as people say. And I just want to share from the miracle of this program and the Visions group that I'm so grateful to have found. I've lost 18 pounds in a month, and it's only because I am willing to take direction and be focused on working the steps and just listening to people sharing their experience, strength, and hope. And, you know, listening to Bill's story and how he, you know, just wasn't able to have any gainful employment. I am currently on disability because of the physical ramifications of my disease. I need three joints replaced, and I can't work because of that. And I have faith and belief today that if I work this program and put my faith in a higher power and truly believe that I have surrendered and I'm powerless over food, I will get to a place where I can have those surgeries and become a contributing member of society today. And I'm going back to school to get a master's of social work and healthcare so that I can work in the hospice field. And I just know that this program, and specifically the Visions group with the focus on the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, is absolutely where I need to be to be of service again in the world and in my life. And I'm just so grateful for everyone in this group who has shared their experience, strength, and hope so freely. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kathy K. from California. Wendy M., you're up next. And then after you, Wendy, we might have time for at least one more share. We'll see. Hi, Wendy.
Good morning, Melanie. Oh, my goodness. Wendy M., Boulder, Colorado. Happy to be on the line. So it's, I think it's been a year and a half that I've even jumped in. And I'm nervous, which is wonderful. And I want to say that I finally, I think, hit rock bottom. Who knows? That's up to God. But I just need to say first that I used OA as a diet for 20 years. I had no idea that that's what was blocking me. And when I hit entire abstinence about 5 years ago, it was an even better diet. It was a fabulous diet. and I never let myself feel a part of. And just to take a look at Bill right now, he uses the word I a lot. I telephoned. I had better. I thought. I felt. And that's me. That was me until this past week. It was about I. It was not about we. You know, you guys are going to slow me down. I'm going to be fine. I look fine. You know, I'm not too overweight, so I can run the show. I can do this by myself. Well, I can't do this by myself. I need God. And just a couple of things about Bill that I was so triggered by him when I read this 10,000 times. But this grandiosity, I felt like Napoleon. Well, guess what? I am grandiose as well. Again, it's just about Wendy. I'm not part of a we. You know, I'm different than you guys. I'm identifying out. And it was so helpful about a week or two ago when I was like, oh, my God, I've used OA as a diet for 20 years. And that's what the problem was. I had no idea what a relationship with a higher power would be like. Well, I'll tell you, right now I'm going through the steps, and it is different, you guys. I am on different soil, different footing. It's like I'm not thinking about what God is. I am experiencing God, and it is different, and it is amazing, and it's so exciting, and that's what gave me the courage to jump on this line and finally be a we and be part of you guys again. I absolutely have done geographics. I think I counted 16 to 20 geographics before I got married. And, you know, again, like the outside is going to fix the inside. But the grandiosity is the thing that really always speaks to me with regard to identifying in with Bill. You know, it's me too. You know, I'm the one who I just think I'm better. I think I'm different. I think I'm better. And I think I've got it because I'm not too fat. And I can't just tell you how incredibly grateful I am to want God. You know, and they say, I heard this recently, that you walk to God and God runs to you. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks, Melanie, for your service.
Thank you very much. It looks like we have time for one. No, 90-second share or so, if you'd like to have that minute and a half. I'd like
Carol
to take your first name, the first initial of your last name.
Carol G.
Hey, Carol G. Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, good. Thanks. It's yours. 90 seconds.
Thanks, dear. Well, my sponsor says if you don't share, you're not there. So I just wanted to claim my seat. So I guess it was perfect for me to have 90 seconds. And I just want to say my geographical cure was hopping from jobs in different fields, trying to reinvent myself constantly. And I never knew that the reason I couldn't show up and continue was because of my overeating, which made me feel bad about myself and which smashed my ambition. So it was a real eye-opener for me to see how this drug, which I didn't know was a drug, hurt me so badly in my life. So thanks for listening.
Would somebody like to take 1 minute? Thank you, Carol G. from Illinois.
Hi, this is Suzanne from California.
Hi, Matt J. from Topeka.
Sorry, Matt. We got Suzanne on for 60 seconds, madam. It's yours.
Hi there. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be a recovering member of OA. I really wanted to thank everybody for their shares this morning. I really needed to hear what was being said. And I love Bill's story, too. And the fact that how we can really relate to how his powerlessness and that train wreck that's about to happen happens to us. Can't be on a daily basis unless we're in a spiritually fit condition. So with that, I just want to thank everybody for the service, and that I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne. I didn't catch your state. Want to grab that?
California?
From you. California. Perfect. Thanks. Suzanne E. from California. Thank you for your share. And that will end the sharing for today. Thank you so much, everyone, for the shares. And for those that showed up for service today to make this Tuesday meeting possible. It's a wonderful, lovely team that I'm honored to be a part of. And so with that, stay on. We're going to have a bunch more stuff happening in the unrecorded section. In the meantime, I'd like to ask Brandy M. to please close us out by reading page 164 in the Big Book. I'll follow that with a serenity prayer. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning. It's Brandy M., recovered compulsive eater in Alberta, Canada. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answer will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you have not got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We will shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road to happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you safe.